And now getting a chance to speak with Griswold Athletic Director Kevin Whitehill and some different small schools here in Southwest Iowa getting together today in Griswold for a meeting to discuss some possible changes that may come down the road with the schools that are interested and maybe some conference realignment. I guess first off, Kevin, I'll just ask you, you know, the intention of the meeting in the first place. Everybody just kind of wanted to get together to see what ideas were out there.
Sure, absolutely. And we had a great turnout today. All schools relatively the same size in regards to our badge numbers, and just looking at opportunities that we foresee in the future in regards to making sure that we're providing for the best for our kids educationally as well as through the activity programs that we offer in our schools.
And I put a list out there that gathered from some other folks here today of schools that were invited to this meeting, and it sounds like the majority of those did come to the meeting today.
Yes, absolutely. Like I said, it was a great turnout going into the meeting today. I was kind of leery to see what we'd find once we got there, but was really, really pleased with the turnout. You know, there were some schools that are, you know, obviously involved in the Corner Conference that didn't make it or were in attendance, but overall, it was a good representation from three of the four conferences within the area.
And I guess I'll just start by asking you, you know, what direction did you take first off? What types of things were discussed right off the bat?
Well, certainly, you know, the educational opportunities that a conference could provide schools that are relatively the same size, you know, that's huge in regards to what the smaller schools are dealing with in regards to finding quality teachers in tough areas. The ability to share and work together would be one big advantage of forming a new conference of comparable sizes, so to speak. And then just taking a look at what opportunities we're providing our kids at this point in time and what we would potentially look at through discussion and conversation about what would be best in the realm of developing an activities program that, again, suits our size of schools and those things of that nature.
Well, of course, obviously something that comes to the forefront from everybody right away is, you know, thinking about the athletic side of it and what changes that'll bring about. But this is also about the activity side of it for you as well.
Sure, most definitely. You know, we all understand and appreciate what activities can bring to the instructional programs that we offer. It's huge. You know, so that is obviously a big piece of the puzzle. And for us, it's thinking outside the box and being willing to take a risk and to, you know, look at opportunities that we could see in the future and working with schools relatively to our size. But again, a big piece of the information that came out in our meeting today is the unique opportunities that we could share overall, specifically with, you know, the sharing of teachers, which is huge in our smaller districts.
And obviously, everybody that came to attend is interested in some form or fashion because they wanted to be there to hear what's going on. But I guess from the possibility of maybe moving forward to gather up a new conference, was the reaction positive for most of those that were there in attendance?
I believe so, yes. We had an opportunity to speak in small groups and continue to discuss with our people that attended the meeting, and then we brought it all back together. You know, from my perspective, it was a very, very positive meeting. I think the mindset of everyone there is that our future is in the hands of the administration and the teachers that are, you know, amidst this potential change right now. And every school that's there had the best interest in their district in mind, and really are working towards trying to make sure that we're offering the best that we possibly can for our kids for the future.
Well, and obviously for a lot of the schools that are on this list, you know, geographically it makes sense as well. They're all, you know, fairly close within the same vicinity. There are a few of those schools that participated here today that maybe are kind of a little bit more on the outside of that as far as, you know, the activities, athletics would be concerned for, you know, maybe travel concerns down the road. Were those schools having any issues with that? Did they bring that up during the meeting?
You know, it was discussed. It was it's a potential concern for some of the districts that are on the outside lying area of what could potentially be, you know, transformation of things for people. But, you You know, there's been talked about divisions, sister of the, within the conference, so to speak. You know, certainly something that I believe can be worked out if you know, the time comes when we're dealing with their number of schools that have to come together to address those type of issues. We're pretty lucky here in this part of the state where, you know, our travel isn't nearly compared to the distances that some schools within the state of Iowa have to deal with on a regular basis. You know, so it's something that's out there that is a slight concern to some, but nothing that I don't think could be overcome with the proper organization, commitment, and communication to the issue.
Now, from here, where was anything else set? Do you have any other meetings planned here down the road? What's the next step here in the process?
Yeah, the next step is just to take it back within each district and discuss it again, and we're taking a look at you know, schools making decisions on whether they're strongly considering it, and I think once that is taken back to the schools, then we're going to be in contact with Jeremy Christensen, athletic director at Fremont Mills, letting him know where we stand in regards to our thoughts and wanting to move forward. With that said, there will be a list of schools that have committed to the next step, which will be coming together again to discuss where we go from there. But as I said, I thought it was a very positive meeting today, and that by April 1st, the schools will have determined whether this is something they want to continue to pursue.
All right, so that's April 1st is kind of what you're working towards to get something figured out for each one.
Exactly, and with the mindset of whether that would be a 17-18 start or an 18-19 start. So there are just a few obstacles out there that we have to tackle once we get a group of schools that we believe are interested in moving forward.
Well, and obviously, maybe for some school districts, that idea is reliant on, you know, who may be coming with them. If they have history with other programs related close to their area, that might be something that sways them a little bit. So I guess that date will at least then help them from that point know kind of where everybody stands.
Exactly. That was kind of the decision that we came to as a group, that there wasn't anybody necessarily ready to step out to the forefront and say we're definitely in, other than Coach Christensen at Fremont Mills. He's been kind of the individual that's been looking at this for the last couple of years and has done a great job in regards to getting everybody to start thinking outside the box and looking to our future. Fremont Mills is ready to continue to go with this concept and idea. But the meeting brought emphasis to the point today that, you know, we need to be making some decisions, and the school boards are aware of the situation, our communities are aware of the situation, our coaches are aware of the situation, and I think everybody at this point in time after our meeting today will go back home and make a decision on whether this is something that they feel is best for their district.
All right. Well, we appreciate you giving us some time to talk a little bit about it. Is there anything else that you took away from the meeting that you want folks to know?
Oh, just probably more importantly than anything was the focus on our instructional programs and the educational opportunities and what a new conference might be able to look like in regards to sharing, which is extremely important for the schools our size to be able to collaborate and work effectively together in education and promoting and putting together the best activities that we can for our students, because we know the impact that activities have on our instructional programs.
All right. Well, I appreciate, again, you giving us the time to speak about this, and we look forward to hearing how things progress down the road.
Well, thank you very much for checking in on us.
All right, that's Griswold Athletic Director Kevin Whitehill with some information about that possible realignment meeting here today in Griswold.